Montag lieben Klaus und Globen.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Dave Festini.
And tonight, Dave and I have quite a task ahead of us as we are going to pit two third albums from two major 80s bands against each other. Both albums came out in the 80s, early 80s. Well, mid 80s for the one. Now it's already clunky.
I thought they would be, what is it? What's going on? They got to be like 83, 84, right?
Pyromania is 83 and Slippery When Wet is 86.
Really?
Yep. So it's right. Def Leppard versus Bon Jovi to find out which one of these albums is the better album. Now, let me give you some facts, Dave.
Okay.
At this time, both bands have 10 arms. both of these albums are the band's third album. Now, right. Pyromania is coming off a sophomore surge because High and Dry is a very good album.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a crossover hit. It was certainly a.
But what I mean is that High and Dry was much better than their debut.
Pyromania was much better than their debut. The debut was, what was it called?
On
Through the Night. Okay.
All right. But I feel that Slippery When Wet is coming off a sophomore slump because people don't seem to like 78 degrees Fahrenheit that much.
No, and it's also like the first real Bon Jovi album, right? I mean, that first album had a couple of songs that were successful, but as a general rule, the band, from what I understand, the band was not really together yet. That first album was more of, you know, a bunch of session musicians and stuff. And as you say, 7,800 Fahrenheit, not well received.
Not well received. But these two albums, these were the major breakthrough albums for both of these bands.
For sure.
Pyromania and Slippery When Wet. Both albums are about 44 minutes long. Both albums feature 10 songs. Both albums feature major producers that are just kind of on the brink of becoming major producers. Well, except Mutt Lang, he did.
Yeah, Mutt Lang was pretty. He was more well known already. He was more solidified, right?
But Bruce Fairbairn was. He was. This was right around the time of the Aerosmith comeback, and he had done Loverboy. So both of them are top-notch producers. And this is the first time Bon Jovi worked with Bruce Fairbairn. Second time Def Leppard worked with Mutt Lang.
Yes.
But these albums seem to be the ones that solidified the band's sound for the 80s.
And also very produced. You know, they have a very high production value, both albums, for sure.
I always think of these two bands together for some reason. If I think of Bon Jovi and Def Leppard together, because I feel like they rose above that hair metal stigma. Like, I feel they're better than Britney Fox. They're better than Poison. They're better than Rat. They're better than those bands.
Well, didn't those bands kind of evolve from these two? I don't know. You know me with Bon Jovi.
Like, I know.
I liked Bon Jovi. This is when I liked Bon Jovi, when they were fun, you know, and then eventually they just kind of cut their hair and suddenly became socially conscious and it just wasn't fun anymore.
Well, we can't talk about that, dude, Dave. We just want to focus on these albums. Well, what I'm saying is I feel like these two bands eventually rose above those other bands.
Well, Bon Jovi for sure. I for the life of me, I can't figure out why Bon Jovi stayed as relevant as they did through the years, while a band like Def Leppard, I guess, was still in the consciousness, but wasn't nearly as popular. I mean, they stopped charting not long after what? Adrenalize? Not Adrenalize. Yeah. What was the one after that? Or no, maybe it was Adrenalize.
Yeah. Almost all the Bon Jovi albums, almost everyone charts at number one on the Billboard chart. And it's not even a joke.
I just can't understand it. I get it. I live in New Jersey, so.
I know you live in New Jersey and you don't understand it.
I don't. And then, which isn't a knock on them, more of just, I don't understand how one band survives the whole, you know, they lived through the grunge thing. And then, you know,
yeah,
I don't know how they continue. And I keep saying they, as they progressed, it really became more, wasn't it just really John Bon Jovi?
Well, really, I mean,
especially when Richie leaves.
He's the face of the band. Def Leppard isn't called the Joe Elliott band.
No.
You know, Def Leppard is probably maybe more of a band than Bon Jovi.
I would very much agree. Yeah, for sure.
You know, John Bon Jovi, though, might be the smartest person in either one of these bands because he knows how to keep going.
Oh, he's smart. No one ever said he was dumb.
No.
He's a smart one.
No one wanted this more than John Bon Jovi. These guys can all say, oh, since we were kids, we wanted to be in a band and we wanted to make records. But John Bon Jovi wanted every single piece of that pie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can go back and see that. I think they're probably on YouTube. The videos of him performing on like local origination on, you know, New Jersey cable systems and stuff. Like, I like that. I love that John Bon Jovi story.
Yeah.
I just don't necessarily love how it ends or how it continues.
Well, with that, we are going to go track by track. We're going to let Pyromania kick it off because that album came out in 1983, 3 years prior to Slippery When Wet. Let's talk about these album covers. Both album covers are iconic. Which one do you like better?
See, I know the story, or I know what the story has been that's been told about the Slippery When Wet cover, that they originally had a cover with a very buxom woman on it. And I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was John. I don't know who it was who saw it and said, no, we're not doing that. And the claim is that they just grabbed a black hefty garbage bag, sprayed some water on it, and wrote Slippery When Wet. So you'd have to guess that the Pyromania cover had a little bit, in both instances, the Pyromania cover has more thought put into it.
Absolutely.
Then Slippery When Wet. So I'm going Def Leppard on that one.
Yeah. I mean, the Def Leppard album cover is just, it's so good. And I mean, both bands have a logo at this point. Mm. But man, the sad thing about the Def Leppard cover is when I see it now, it makes me think of 9/11.
Well, yeah.
And that's
true. But sucks. You can't hold that against it, though.
I don't hold that against it. Just because the band members planned 9/11, I mean, I don't hold it against them.
I'm not gonna have to check that one. I'm gonna have to fact check that. I'm not sure.
Both of these albums feature a band member that has now departed the world. Steve Steeman Clark and Alec John Such are both.
Oh, the bassist that they threw out.
Yeah, they're
I forgot both. That he died.
Yeah, he passed away too.
Well, he was dead to the band
for many years. He might not even really play on this album, to be honest. I think Hugh McDonald has always been in the band, but just not really.
Yeah, but why? I mean, that's like, I mean, this is early. This album is still relatively early in the whole thing. So like,
why not shake him loose?
Yeah. Why are they holding on to him?
I don't know. Because I think he was one of the early members and I think he brought Tico there. So I think they were just, you know.
They were a family.
They were a band of brothers.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
let's get it started now. Dave, we're going to go. Yes. We're going to play a little bit of track one from Pyromania, and it's going to go head to head with track two from Slippery When Wet. And then you and I are going to talk a little bit, and we're
wait. Track two.
Track one. Okay. Track one from Pyromania goes against. Did I say track two?
You did, which would have completely screwed everything.
Can we start over? No. Track one from Pyromania is going to go against track one from Slippery When Wet, and all there the way down. Okay.
All right.
That's what we're doing. And then you and I are going to discuss these two tracks, and then we're going to vote.
And that's right. I have to keep score.
Yep. So, you know, if it's a tie, each song will get 1 point. But if we're all in on one over the other, then that song gets 2 points. And that's how we'll determine which one of these albums is better.
You know, I've heard this podcast, and sometimes keeping track of points can become a problem.
It shouldn't be that hard. It's just
it really shouldn't.
All right.
But
are you ready? Do you have your Excel sheet open?
My Excel sheet consists of a square piece of paper with two columns. One says Def Leppard and one says Bon Jovi, and I have a pen. So
that's all you need.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Let's kick it off with Rock Rock, parentheses, Till You Drop. Here we go.
Here we go.
No discussing it yet. No discussing it.
Nope.
All right. Now, the first track on Slippery When Wet also has the word rock in the title.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's right.
Yep.
No exclamation points, though.
No.
No.
Bon Jovi's just going to let it rock. So here we go.
It's a strange choice.
Very strange for the opening track.
Yeah.
This is the difference in the bands. They both have five members, but Bon Jovi has a
keyboard player. True.
Yeah. right. That was a lot of David Bryan keyboard nonsense.
It's just an odd. That's when you get to the meat of the songs themselves. They're both great openers,
right?
So odd is like, why a keyboard solo and why like a church organ?
Yeah,
like, it feels like the opening to, you know, I don't know, one of these more gothic like heavy metal bands, maybe.
Yeah, or some Meatloaf crap,
right? Right. But, so yeah, it's very, very strange. But it's funny that the similarities, right? The gang vocals, the whole. Oh man, this is a tough one.
See, it's not a tough one for me. I'll let you go first, or unless you want me to go first.
Once the Bon Jovi song gets going, I really like it. But I think as a whole, I got to go Rock, Rock Till You Drop.
I also have to go Rock, Rock Till You Drop. And I have to be honest, I've never liked the song Let It Rock.
At all?
I don't like it.
Why?
I've never liked it. I think maybe that keyboard really turns me off of it. Like, especially for track one, side one. It's just too much. And it's 5.5 minutes. And that's... And most of it's that keyboard thing, but Rock, Rock Till You Drop is just, it's a jam from the beginning.
It's true. It is a lot more, it's faster. There's more energy to it. It's a better way to start it off for sure. That's, you know, basically the reasons why I went for it too. But I still like Let It Rock a lot.
But we get it goes to Rock, Rock Till You Drop. So currently Def Leppard is leading. What's the score?
2-0.
All right, now.
I don't imagine you and I are going to agree a lot, so stick around, see how this turns out.
I got to be honest, this next matchup is a fucking, this is two championship songs entering the ring.
Oh, boy.
And let's kick it off. Again, Def Leppard's always going to go first. It's not alphabetical. It's by the year they came out. So 1983. This is Photograph. Mm. Just a killer song.
Yeah. I mean, top to bottom, it's perfect. It's like, it's up there with like the perfect rock songs of all time.
Is
that song about it? Is this, I don't know why in what 40 years I never stopped to think about it, but it's about a woman in a adult publication.
I think so.
So it's along the lines of, so this photograph, centerfold, J. Giles Band.
Yeah.
Anything She Does, Genesis. I'm just counting out all of the songs that are based on the same topic.
Yeah. Now, in the video, they show Marilyn Monroe, so they class it up a bit. So it could be like
a movie.
It could be a glamour shot from like Life magazine from the 60s or something. It could be almost anyone, but I like that you took it right in the gutter with porn.
So it's just my filthy mind. Thanks. Thank you.
Great. All right. Just.
Oh, it's so great. There's cowbell.
Okay.
Awesome. Here we go.
And it's going up against You Give Love a Bad Name. Jesus Christ, here we go.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Difficult.
Okay.
I can tell you what, the Slippery When Wet should have opened with that song.
Yeah.
Just with that. Point. Just
with that.
Those, shot, yeah, yeah. I yeah. mean, boom, immediately.
Boom.
The needle drops and you're off and running. But it didn't. So we can't.
Nope.
But Jesus, I don't know. This is so fucking hard.
Here's the thing. You Give Love a Bad Name. It's great. And you see, and I have to make sure that I don't fall into that trap of, God, I've heard that song so many times.
Right, because we've heard all these songs a million times.
It's true. It's very true. You Give Love a Bad Name is great. I love it. But Photograph is iconic. Ooh. Like, definitely, when you think Def Leppard, I immediately think Photograph.
That riff.
Nah, yes. Nah, nah,
nah. Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't necessarily, when I think Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name isn't necessarily the first song that pops into my mind. So I'm going Photograph. What say you?
Well, I mean, the way you explained it, kind of sealed.
you can't let my opinion.
I know, but that just
how you feel.
But that, I mean, that kind of, I mean, you're right. It's the song is iconic. The video is iconic too. I mean, but we're only using our ears. But I feel that these songs are so equal that I feel like this one has to be a tie for me. So
you can't do, come
what?
On a tie.
What?
What a lame way out. A tie? Really?
It would literally be a coin flip for me.
Can't have a tie. I can't allow you to have a tie.
All right. I'm going with You Give Love a Bad Name.
Wow.
Just because. It's a real sing-along song for me in the car. More than Photograph is. So I'm giving this one to You Give Love a Bad Name.
Okay, that's fair. That's what we're here for.
All right. So what's the score right now?
So that would make, and if I'm doing this properly, that makes it Def Leppard 3.
Yep.
Bon Jovi 1.
All right.
3-1 Pyromania.
All right. Let's move on to track 3 from Pyromania. Can you even name it without even looking?
3. Is 3 where we get to that, what is it, Die Hard, The Hunter, or is that even on this album?
Track 3 is Stage Fright.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
All right. So let's find out how it goes. My wife just came in the room. Are you looking for something, honey? Your phone, I don't know where your phone is, but we're going to listen to Def Leppard, and I know that'll chase you right out of here. All right.
Not a fan?
Of any of this. Here we go, Stage Fright.
The podcast included?
Here we go, Stage Fright. right. No talking. No talking yet.
Nope. Not. Nope.
Until we play track three from Slippery When Wet. This is Living on a Prayer.
Oof.
Some quick notes before we discuss. According to Wikipedia, and I knew this, Hugh McDonald, he plays the bass on Living on a Prayer. That's why it's so stellar. And Mike Reno of Loverboy is uncredited backing vocals.
Really?
On Living on a Prayer, according to Wikipedia. And I would believe that's true because Bruce Fairbairn, and it was recorded up in Vancouver, right, and all that stuff. So, Dave, Stage Fright or Living on a Prayer?
Oh, well, for me, this one's not even really, it's not a fair fight. You know, I mentioned before on Photograph the whole idea of a song being iconic. For me, Living on a Prayer is iconic for Bon Jovi. Plus, I don't love Stage Fright. It's almost like, to me, it almost sounds like an unfinished,
yeah,
you know, throwaway track.
And to be slotted in at number three on the album, it's just,
yeah,
it's, I know they kick it off strong and then they really bring us down with track three.
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of that song.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that it has to go up against, You Could Love a Bad Name in this contest.
Well, but Living on a Prayer.
I'm sorry. Living on a Prayer, but you know, so, Living on a Prayer, that's the one, you know, whenever whenever you hear it played, where there's a lot of people, you know, everybody sings along, like Living on a Prayer is classic.
I mean, Tommy and Gina.
Right.
Come on.
I even like the acoustic version of it that they put on Crossroads, the greatest hits album later on.
It's not even a contest.
No.
Like Stage Fright shouldn't have even been in the ring with Living on a Prayer. It's ridiculous. No. So, yeah. What's the score now?
The score, for those of you keeping track at home, 3-3. We've evened it out.
We've evened it out. And we're moving on to track four. Track four on Pyromania. It's a good one. Too Late for Love.
Mm.
Ooh, listen to that atmospheric.
We got some of that coming up on Slippery When Wet, too.
Sounds like a horror film to me. Dracula's coming.
Somewhere in the distance, I hear the bells ring. Darkness settles on the town as the children start to sing. Lady across the street, she shuts out the night. A cast of thousands waiting.
and she turns out the light, but it's too late, too late.
All right. Track four from Pyromania, Too Late for Love, is going to go up against a little ditty called Social Disease.
I knew it was coming.
Here we go. I'll let you take point on this one.
That intro still makes me very uncomfortable.
I'm not into the girl getting banged intro. I mean, what? it's on other songs. Other bands have done it. They do throw a little joke in there with the girl saying, "You mean that's it?" But then. Yes. And I told you you could talk first, but but then that fucking Dr. Bon Jovi, please report to the fuck off with that. Jesus, that is so fucking lame.
Well, but it's the theme of the song is that it's a medical disease, social, you know.
I hear
Listen,
you.
I get it. I can understand the position of hating that Bon Jovi song, but here's the problem. This is the Bon Jovi I really, really enjoy. The silly double entendre lyrics, the horn. I don't know if those horns are real or if they're synthesized, but this is the good time Bon Jovi, good time rock and roll. We're having a blast. I like Sans intro. I like that song a lot. And Too Late for Love, I also like. I like it a lot. I'm guilty of, you know, singing the high pitched, you know, whatever the when it repeats itself. I love that. I love Too Late. This is a lot tougher for me than I think it's going to be for you. I love the guitar in that. I love the guitar in Too Late for Love. But damn it, I love that stupid Social Disease song. I like the goofy, fun Bon Jovi. That's what I'm there for. If I'm making a playlist of songs to listen to in my car, I'm putting on Social Disease. I'm not putting Too Late for Love on it. I vote Bon Jovi.
All right. For me, it's not even close. It's Too Late for Love all day, all night. Social Disease, I've never liked it. I mean, once it gets going, I like it a little bit.
Right.
But it's like Let It Rock. It disappoints me so much with the intros that I just then I just fucking am so mad at that song. So
why does it generate anger?
It just does.
You think it's dumb, but it's, you know, man,
the lyrics, they are stupid lyrics, and they're just, you know, call 911, shut up.
Stupid or clever?
Stupid.
All right.
Stupidly clever.
Stupid.
Cleverly stupid.
Or fun. They're just fun, Pat. It's just fun. Can't we just have some fun?
We can just have some fun.
Rock and roll.
But, you know, that 1-2 shot of You Give Love a Bad Name, followed by Living on a Prayer, and then into this garbage.
Oh, for fun. It's Shakespeare compared to Kiss's entire catalog.
We're not comparing. We're not comparing anything to Kiss. I will agree with you. All right. So what's the score now?
And David Mamet. It is. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Def Leppard. 4 for Bon Jovi.
Okay.
I think the listeners knew the totals before I did, which is
all right. Let's go track 5 from Def Leppard. Is it the longest song on the album? 6 minutes and 16 seconds. Oof. And I want to see if it's going head to head with the longest song on the Bon Jovi album. That would be interesting, right? No. But it might be. Yeah, it is. Nope. Let It Rock is the longer song. All right. Anyway.
Intro on it.
Yeah, that fucking horrible intro. Okay. Here we go. Def Leppard with Die Hard the Hunter.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be a long intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be nonsense for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, there's a lot of this for a band with no keyboardist.
Right. It says on this album, keyboards played by Thomas Dolby and Tony Kay from Yes.
Oh.
So there are keyboards on it. There's just not a keyboard player in the band. Okay.
Mutt's calling in the big guns.
Yes, he is. Okay, here we go. That's Die Hard the Hunter.
Mm.
And its opponent is Wanted Dead or Alive.
Oh boy.
Look at that. Still, this one starts with that atmospheric bullshit too.
Well, we're out in the Wild West.
That's true.
More castanets.
Young Guns 2 is going to come calling soon.
Change every
get to the part where Richie comes in and says, "Right, I mean, so good." Dave, what do you got for us?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one song is about war. Mm-hmm. The other one's about, I guess, being an outlaw. They're both very epic in their presentation. I'm trying to make this as even as I can, but the truth is, how do you vote against Wanted Dead or Alive? I mean, again, you know, it's just not fair. It's not a fair fight.
Yeah. And we're just going by the placement on the album.
It's true. It's true.
There's no, how else are we going to do it?
You can't. And plus that one's not, that's not a Def Leppard favorite of mine either. That they would still, they're still in a phase where they're doing songs like that, where they're, you know, there's a lot more to it. It's, you know, kind of structured differently. It's not just all the kind of good, you know, it's, I don't know if maybe serious the word, somewhat topical. I'm going Wanted Dead or Alive. It's another class. And I like the song better too. Yeah. I've heard it a trillion times. But I'm going Bon Jovi on this one.
And it's, you know, Wanted Dead or Alive is a metaphor for, you know, touring. The steel horse is the tour bus and, you know, all that stuff. And I famously said many times that I don't really like Wanted Dead or Alive. I don't really like that song that much. But in this matchup, I mean, it's a slam dunk. It's Wanted Dead or Alive.
Well, but I'm curious as to why you don't like it.
I don't know why. I've never really liked it that much. Just listening to it now, though, I warm up to, I mean, the acoustic guitars are great. John's voice is great. But I don't know why I've never liked it. It's similar to why I've never really liked Jukebox Hero that much. I just don't know. I know. I just don't know why. But in this matchup, I Wanted Dead or Alive. And I know, you know, it's, that's how it is. Sorry. So what's the score?
Well, that's 2 for Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi has now pulled ahead. Uh-oh. It is Bon Jovi 6, Def Leppard 4.
All right, because it was tied up at 4.
It was.
But that's that, 2 points when, for, when we both agree, that immediately slams 2 points down.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to flip the album over. Wanted Dead or Alive is a great side one closer too. It's just, it's great.
When they released that as a single, I think on that, there was like a cassette single that had an acoustic version of that on it. Which was great. You're just kind of broken down.
Yeah.
And you know, there are 2 voices and they're harmonizing. I, you know, again, I've heard it a trillion times, but I still have a warm spot for that song.
All right. Let's start side 2 of Pyromania. The little song called Foolin'. That's Foolin' and
Breaking Out the Cowbell.
Yep. Again, yeah, there's cowbell on a lot of these songs from both bands, I believe.
Well, the cowbell went away when,
It did. All right. Bon Jovi's kicking off side two with, I guess, an anthem. This is Raise Your Hands. All right, Dave, what say you? Fooling up against Raise Your Hands.
I didn't realize these two were going up against each other.
I know. I like them both. I really do.
Because Fooling started and I was like, there's not, I was thinking that there really isn't much on that Bon Jovi album that's going to make me,
I mean,
change my mind. And then Raise Your Hands started. And I know what I'm supposed to pick.
I know what I'm supposed to pick too.
I know what the audience wants me to pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. And Joe Elliott sounds so great at the beginning. Yeah. The a cappella vocal and the acoustic guitar is so good. And I mean, it's Foolin' is an iconic song too.
Oh, look, I'm going back. I'm going back to teenage me, right? Although at this point I may have even been a preteen. I don't know. And math is not my strong suit. I love Foolin'. I have sung along to Foolin', but Raise Your Hand is such an adrenaline rush for me. Like, I didn't want that to end when it was playing just now. Oh, I got to go Raise Your Hands. You're not supposed to. I get it.
I know, but I mean, from New York to Chicago, from New Jersey to Tokyo, I gotta raise my hand, Dave.
I'm right there
with you.
I love that
song.
Oh, bring on the hate.
Oh, we're gonna get creamed for this one.
We're gonna get killed.
We're gonna get killed. But I gotta tell you, I love it. I mean, I would play in 2023. I would play Raise Your Hand on a loop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm with you. And it sucks because Foolin's so great.
I know.
With that Foolin'.
Yeah. Like, why couldn't Foolin' be up against Social Disease?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Well, there's a couple of those situations here.
Well, yeah.
Right?
All right.
All right. Now, Bon Jovi has just taken a commanding 4-point lead.
And our email boxes are filling up before people even hear this.
What's wrong with you?
You idiots, you fucking losers. Right. You don't rock. Pussy Bon Jovi.
What's the Def Leppard? I can't think of it. What's the Def Leppard song that, that Alexi?
It's a whole
wasted scenario all over again. How do you not like Foolin'?
Pyromania, side two, track two on the CD. It's track seven. I'm not going to start doing that. I'll get all confused. I'm not even going to say the title. I'm just going to let it speak for itself. Here we go.
Guten Tag, lieben Klausen Globen.
Rock of Ages, track 7 on Pyromania from 1983. Classic. Let's jump to 1986, Slippery When Wet, track 7. This is the third assist in songwriting from Desmond Child. This is Without Love. Dave Festini, what do you got for me?
Rock of Ages is such a, it's so great. And, it, you know, this is a pre, a long internet age song where everybody, you couldn't just go to Google and say, what does the singer of Def Leppard say at the beginning of Rock of Ages? Who didn't want to know what the hell he was saying in the beginning of that song? And Without Love, it's just, it's a stinker to me. It's just not, it's just not good. It's, you talk about a weak spot. It's got just this, it's this mediocre tempo. It's, I think it's about a hooker. Is that about a hooker? Did I, is that where I'm getting at that song?
Lady of the Night looked in my eye. She was young, but still a child. Kind of creepy.
A little bit. Yeah, that. Wow, a young hooker, too. So,
there still was loves innocence in a painted smile. Jesus. Yeah, it's a... Oh,
thanks, Desmond.
Yeah.
We don't have enough young hooker songs to sing about. Without Love is a total loser. Rock of Ages is a classic in all of rock and roll. This one's easy.
And, Rock of Ages. I mean, it's just, I mean, what's more iconic than Unter Glitter Glauben Globen, or whatever they're saying. I mean, I believe in concert, they still play that, you know, like the tape of that. And the whole audience says it. It's just, and it's just gibberish. It's not German. It's just gibberish.
It means nothing. Right.
It means nothing. But it's cool.
I'm
like, people are like,
point,
they're counting it in German. No, that would be Eins, Zwei, Drei. So it's not that.
Surprised the PMRC didn't slap a label on it saying it was somehow satanic back in 83.
All right. 2 points go to Pyromania.
So it's Def Leppard 6, Bon Jovi 8.
All right.
They lost a little bit of their lead.
Lost a little bit of traction.
And their dignity.
What is, yeah, they did. They did. I'll save my commentary for the end on the overall. So anyway, let's move on to track 8. Def Leppard, we get something called Coming Under Fire. Track 8, Coming Under Fire, is going to go head-to-head with I'd Die For You. Here we go. You ready to get our asses kicked again?
again, I end up in a situation where I know what I'm supposed to pick,
mm-hmm.
right? Because one is very much a rock song, and another is, you know, it definitely veers towards pop rock, a lot of keyboards.
And assist on songwriting, his fourth and final from Desmond Child. I mean, if it came right down to you, to me and you, you know, it's true, baby, I'd die for you. That just makes me feel more than Coming Under Fire does, even though I love Coming Under Fire. I love it.
I do too. But man, I Die For You has such a hook.
In a world that don't know Romeo and Juliet. Oh my God. Yeah,
that sweet, sweet hook. And I'm right. Doesn't that come down to it too? Like, I think you and I are similar in that we just we're kind of addicted to that, you know, sweet kind of melodic hook. And while we love and appreciate a song like Coming Under Fire, I'd Die For You is like a bowl of candy, man.
Yeah. I mean, look, two other people can go head to head on these albums, and they'll go Coming Under Fire all day long. But for me,
right.
I die for you. Just it actually, it makes me feel something too. It makes me feel yeah. something.
Yes.
And that, yeah, on a loop, just repeat. I die for you without a doubt.
I'm with you. I'm with you. So that again, that's going to give Bon Jovi another commanding 4-point lead.
All right. So what's the tally right now?
All right. So right now we're at Def Leppard 6. Bon Jovi 10.
All right. We only have 2 songs left. Here we go. Ooh, track 9 from Pyromania. It's action, exclamation point, not words. Here we go. Okay, action, not words. That guy wants to get down to doing the dirty deed. He doesn't even want to talk about it. All right. No. Action, not words. Track 9 is going head to head with track 9 from Slippery When Wet. Never Say Goodbye. Here we go. Dave?
Oh my God. They're warming up a spot in Twitter hell for me. although, you know, it answers a question because before I couldn't remember if I was a teenager yet. Now I distinctly remember how old I was because, fun fact, I made the attempt to get them to use this song for our eighth grade graduation theme. And lyrically, they weren't too happy.
No,
drinking and the sex
and skipping school, racing cars yeah. with the 6-pack and the radio. Look, this is not how my high school years were. Okay, I didn't race cars. I didn't lose my virginity in a car. I didn't, you know. But the nostalgia in this song and the way he, you know. When he says on Butler Street, I assume that's a real street where he made out with a girl. And I mean, action, not words is a nice, album track.
It is absolutely an album track for sure.
But never. Say,
I'm sorry, man. Never say goodbye. Yeah, it's crack open a bottle of syrup and pour it all over my head. I don't care.
Yep.
It is sappy. It's syrupy. But it is gold. It's golden, that song. You talk about a song that instantly takes you back to your youth.
Yeah. No matter what your experiences and memories are, it takes you right back. I mean, remember at the prom that night, you and me, we had a fight. I mean, it's just, I love a story song. And I mean, and the story in Action Not Words is not hitting me. Like,
I want to make a movie.
All right, my vote's for Never Say Goodbye. What do you got?
Oh boy. Oh, mine is too, for sure.
All right. I don't know,
that may have sealed the deal.
I don't know that Def Leppard can recover. I don't know that Def Leppard can recover, but we still have one more song to play. We got to get a final tally. Right, what's the score currently?
Currently, Def Leppard is still locked in at 6. And Bon Jovi has now taken 12 points. So it's 12 to 6 Bon Jovi.
Wow. Unless this song is so good that it gets awarded 6 points. All right.
Bonus points.
Let's go to track 10 from Pyromania. Closes out the album. Closes out side 2. Closes out the CD from 1983. This is something called Billy's Got a Gun. Billy's Got a Gun. Is that gun powerful enough to shoot down and kill track 10 from Slippery When Wet, Dave? Let's up
find out.
Wild in the Streets. Now look,
it's another turf war in Sayreville, New Jersey.
And look, I mean, this song is covering the same, material as the last two songs. I mean, but the way the way Slippery When Wet closes out here with I Die For You, Never Say Goodbye, and Wild in the Streets is it's just phenomenal to me. It's phenomenal.
But why are we embarrassed to say it? Right?
I mean, we're not because we're saying it. Yeah, but I mean, we're laughing, you know, because here's what I'll say. If you, well, first of all, my vote is Wild in the Streets with hands down.
As is mine.
All right. What's give the title and then we can give the total and then we'll talk.
All right. The grand total. Def Leppard. Def Leppard 6. Bon Jovi. 16.
Yeah.
It's a no contest, which I'm actually very surprised. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than that.
Now, wait a minute.
I do bad math.
16, I think it's 14 to 6.
Wait a minute. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. Oh, 14. I take it back.
14 to 6, yeah, because it has to add up to 20.
Yes, so 14 to 6.
All God, right, look.
It's embarrassing.
See if you agree with this. Okay. If you like hard rock, you're going to like Pyromania better. If you like pop rock, you're going to like Slippery When Wet better.
I agree with that statement. Yes, for right. Sure.
Here's another thing I'm going to say. Out of all the songs we heard tonight, Bon Jovi has, for me, the two worst fucking songs. Let It Rock, Let It Rock, and Social Disease. Those, for me, those are the two worst songs of these.
I think Without Love is the worst out of all of them.
All right. Well, either way, then Bon Jovi has the three worst songs. I also say this. I don't think there's a bad song on Pyromania.
Right. I agree, like, too. You're 100%. Yeah.
There's not. But
they're all solid. They're just not.
Yeah. If I have to pick five earworms, they're probably all going to come off Slippery When Wet. Maybe one will come off Pyromania. Yeah, like
Photograph might.
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't know this was going to go like this.
It's just funny because when you think of the bands themselves, they get put in the same genre of music.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe it's like a subgenre within there where one is more pop rock and the other is more considered hard rock. But yeah, for me, it ends up being a no contest.
But going into this, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't. I thought it would be tougher. I also didn't think you would necessarily agree with me as much as you did. I thought you were going to lean Def Leppard more than Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Pyromania in the U.S. sold 10 million albums. Slippery When Wet in the U.S. 12 million. I mean, so big, huge albums for both of these bands. Both great albums, but for what we enjoy, you and me, like the songs on Slippery When Wet better.
Yeah, I mean, going back and listening to the Def Leppard stuff too, like I was really because there are the songs that, you know, Photograph, Rock of Ages, they're the songs that they're almost ingrained in your mind.
Yeah.
But listening to some of the other tracks on there that I know, but I'm not necessarily as familiar with, I was taken by. And those vocals, those chorus, those layered vocals, yeah, they're so over the top.
Yeah.
And while both albums do sound relatively dated,
yeah,
I think that some of the Bon Jovi stuff, just because it's fun, maybe holds up a little better.
And it's the lyrics on the Bon Jovi songs I can relate to more. They're more nostalgic. They're more about growing up and having fun.
Social disease.
What's that?
Social disease.
Except Social Disease. I mean, they're songs for pussies. So, and, you know, Pyromania is for kids that are going to fight.
Well, Def Leppard definitely has that. It has certainly has a harder edge to it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think just all the, you know, appearance wise too, if you, if you try to envision Def Leppard during the Pyromania days versus Bon Jovi during the Slippery When Wet days,
yeah,
you know, Def Leppard was positioned much more as a hard, like a
for guys, metal for guys,
yeah. Right?
And Bon right. Jovi was for girls and Dave and Pat,
girls and you and me.
But I look, I'm going to wave that flag, high and proud. Is that a saying? And, I'm fine. I'm sticking by my choices. I'm fine with it. Like right now, if you said tomorrow, Dave, you have to take one of these albums in the car to work, what album are you taking?
Oh, I'm taking Slippery When Wet.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but funny, like as far as their catalogs down the road, I'll take the Def Leppard catalog. I mean, listen, it's hit or miss, but I'll take the Def Leppard catalog down the road over Bon Jovi, because the Bon Jovi kind of forgot to be, oh, come on. He's like a chameleon. He just changes colors, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, what, how can I stay relevant? This is what I am today.
Well, that's why he doesn't have to tour with, Poison and Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
He can come and play the big shed.
I guess.
All right. But, now, look, let me ask you something.
Sure.
In a month or so, we're going to do this same thing all over again with the fourth albums from both of these bands. We're going to go Hysteria versus
New Jersey.
Should we have a third or fourth voice in here with us? I don't know. Or can we just do it?
So I don't know. Somebody else is going to have to keep score. But we could, no, third voice works. But I also think that the music, you know, Def Leppard was starting to, the Def Leppard sound was getting more poppy,
more commercial. It's starting. Commercial. I think we just do it then. I think we can just do it because they start to get more commercial.
So it's going to be closer. I think so. There's a lot of good, there's some definite fights in that one.
Yeah. And there's both albums have 12 songs. Both albums are the fourth album.
I thought Hysteria had more than 12. I was thinking that.
It doesn't. It has 12 songs. It has 12 songs.
And I promise I won't be, I don't have any New Jersey bias.
Just because it's called New Jersey.
Just because it's New Jersey. You know, that's one of those things.
You've already said you don't like Bon Jovi, really.
I just don't like, I don't like him being in the Hall of Fame, Pat. It bothered. Actually, I don't like him being in the Hall of Fame over other bands that I feel that should be there, Foreigner.
Do you like him getting in the Hall of Fame and giving a half hour speech and playing a new song? They played a new song. Who does that? They played a brand new song. No one even knew what that was. I did, but no one else did.
It's truly like two sides of the coin. I love some of those Bon Jovi tracks, and I love them because they're simple, they're fun, and brilliant to a certain extent as far as what they are. I don't see them as groundbreaking. I've heard him in interviews say, like, well, you know, before Slippery When Wet, did you ever hear anything on the radio? The stuff on Slippery When Wet before Slippery When Wet. Well, yeah, we just heard some of it on, you know, on Pyromania, as a matter of fact.
3 years earlier, we did.
Right. So, like, I just don't see them. They're not some groundbreaking act. They came along, they wrote some great songs, but are they Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy? Really?
I mean, you know, there's many arguments to be made. They sold a ton of records. They're still, if I say they're still relevant today, it's that sounds stupid, but I mean, like I said, they've never done a package tour. Whenever I've seen Bon Jovi, it's just Bon Jovi.
Oh, well, but that goes back to what we talked about earlier. Like, why? I mean, and I guess it's because people will pay to go see them, but like,
because these songs mean something to girls and guys. So like, husbands and wives will go, if they've been together since high school or college, you know, this might be their band. You know, I don't think any, I don't think any Def Leppard song was probably played at someone's wedding, but there might be a Bon Jovi song that was.
Oh, I'm sure. Believe me. Are you kidding? Of course there is.
So
more than one, I'm sure. But the Def Leppard thing is more intriguing to me. I'm trying to think of a Def Leppard song that might be played at a wedding.
Love Bites.
Not easy. Love. Proceeding, perhaps.
Dave, give the score one more time. Def Leppard.
The
coming
score.
In with...
Final score. Def Leppard coming in. Pyromania coming in with 6 votes. Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet, is far away the winner with 14 points.
Votes. So, votes. You can at Dave when this episode drops.
Yeah, right.
In about
Great.
2 weeks, feel free, and please leave me out of it.
No, you're very much a part of it.
Want to be a part of this at all? But it was fun doing this on the video because we could each see each other just starting to laugh, and like immediately, you knew
we're
which
in trouble.
One. We're in big trouble with the listeners.
I'm just being honest. That's all. It's all, you know.
Yep.
I'm an honest guy.
Yeah, I tried to go with my gut and not be swayed by anything Dave said.
Right.
That's all we can do, Dave.
It's true. We have our own personal with honesty, and that's what we did. If it gets us in trouble, so be it.
All right. Now, Dave, can I put you on the spot for a second?
Absolutely.
I've been telling you for a while, or suggesting, not telling, that I think you should do a podcast. Is that happening? Is it going to happen? Do you want to, talk about, if you talk about it, when you put it out there, it kind of maybe has to happen.
I'm very intrigued by a potential concept. Around a certain artist, an appreciation of a certain artist. I'm not ready to go official yet.
All right.
I don't want to have to say it and then backtrack on it. But
no, I get it. I get it. I'm still editing a documentary I shot 4.5 years ago. So I get it. I know how that can be. So,
yes.
All right. Well, if you need any help getting that up and running or any promotion or anything, I'm here for you.
Thank you very much.
You got you're engaging.
Thank you.
You know your stuff. You have a good microphone, and and quite frankly, your family wants you to have some creative outlet.
The more time away from them, the better, as far as they're concerned, right? Yes,
all right,
do it.
We don't want to do it, but let's give out where people can find us on social media. Dave, where can you be found?
If they haven't already searched and found me, it's at DFestini on Twitter.
All right. We're at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. I think people are throwing tomatoes at my house as we speak.
The best part is that the Def Leppard people are going to hate me and the Bon Jovi people are going to hate me for my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame rant. Great. But,
It's weird. It's weird, these two albums together, but it is what it is. We're all in on Slippery When Wet. I have a feeling that no one's going to agree with us at all.
No, we're in trouble. But listen, the Pyromania cover is better. That we agreed on. That's nothing.
No, we agree. What should the playout song be? Maybe I'll try to find that acoustic that acoustic version of
Wanted Dead or Alive. I could get
Wanted
that
Dead
too.
Or Alive.
Although I'm sure it's got to be on a compilation.
I'm sure
somewhere.
I have it. So that'll be our playout song. Dave, thanks for doing this.
You're very welcome. I love it. Anytime.
Everyone else, please support the show at patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Prizes. You can participate in episodes and you can get episodes early and ad free, like you'll get this one. And with that, please enjoy some type of an acoustic version that I find of Wanted Dead or Alive. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Pat.
Change. still playing for keeps. It's the same old me, same old band.
There'll be no video for this.
Okay.
I know you dressed up, but there'll be no video.
That's true.
Your hair looks
nice. I actually have nothing from the waist down.
Yeah. Or from the neck up.